So welcome back to Stellar Talk, guys. I'm your host Jaideep, and we have my co-host Jayesh with us today. And we have a very special guest on our show, and we are going to talk about interesting topics related to astronomy, especially navigation using astronomy. So we have Prayag Gore with us. He is a mechanical engineer.
Hello.
But he is also fascinated by astronomy, especially with the working and construction of telescope and mounts. He is an active member and volunteer of Jyotirvidya Parisanstha. For your information, Jyotirvidya Parisanstha is oldest and largest amateur astronomy organization in India. So Prayag has volunteered for many stargazing events, science workshops, exhibitions and observations. So he is currently pursuing master's degree in mechanical engineering at University of Cincinnati. So Prayag, welcome to our show. We are more than happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So let's...
Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
Kesh,
go ahead.
Yeah, so as we know, you're pretty good in navigation with astronomy and highly interested in it. So yeah, please could you give us insight about it?
Yeah, sure. So throughout the history of humankind, navigation has been completely reliant on astronomy. We didn't have GPS for maybe 99% of human history, and we still had to go from place to place. So in that case, the only pointers we had were the stars. And it's really fortunate that most of the human population resides in the northern hemisphere, and we have a clear pointer in terms of in form of the North Star. So it was pretty good tool to find the basic directions. Once you get north, you can get all the other directions by intuition. And not just the North Star, but there are other methods which we can get more deep into. By using those methods, one can have land-based navigation. One can even go for naval navigation. So astronomy has always been an integral part. Even today, we use satellites, which are not particularly powered by astronomy, but they are powered by the knowledge of astrophysics, and they are in a continuous elliptical orbit around Earth. So even today, we use some part of astronomy to get from place to place. But now GPS is a completely different ballgame. But we can probably talk about things that our ancestors did to get from point A to point B, for example. Let's take an example of Europeans. Europeans have generally been the explorers in our world, and the British were pretty, I would say, the best at navigation, because they solved the longitude problem. So latitude and longitude, these are the two things that we need to find your location on Earth and where you want to go. So finding latitude is relatively easy. So if you are in the northern hemisphere and you spot the North Star, so all you have to do is check its elevation, check its angle from horizon, and at whatever angle it is from horizon, that is your latitude. All of this is because, fortunately, at the times that we are living in, fortunately, Earth's axis is pointed towards it. So that's it. If you are in Pune, you can see the North Star at 18.5 degrees. And for example, now I am in Cincinnati, so I can see the North Star at 39 degrees, and that's my latitude. But finding the longitude is little difficult, because we don't have a datum which can point towards something in terms of longitude. So whoever solved that was the biggest empire the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
Yes, so actually I sometimes wonder when human evolution began, or before that. So like when we had that brain, or that smart enough you know, the way of thinking that we could wonder what are those sparkly or shiny things in sky. And then as you know, then when we started to study on them and observe them, and then human came with this brilliant idea of navigation using stars.
So human brain has a, I mean, I'm not a biologist or anything, but human brain generally has great ability of pattern recognition, and that's what got us all the way over here. So seeing repetitive patterns, finding, even it is so ingrained in our brain, we keep finding faces and objects in clouds, right? So that's where it all began, pattern recognition. That's the most important trait of of an intelligent being.
Yes, speaking of which, you mentioned about naval navigation, like, so we used in oceans. So I think Indians in back in time, like a very I don't know the exact era, but I think we had when we had ships, so were there any new methods or new inventions or new methods invented by Indians especially to navigate, you know, to navigate through ocean or navigate their ships?
So it is very difficult to find any kind of quantitative proof to prove any ancient Indian technology. And the simple reason is Indians, they might have been great at inventing stuff, but they weren't great at documenting it. It is one of the weaknesses of our civilization. But there are some records which point towards naval abilities. So ever since the Gupta dynasty, which was in the eastern part of India, ever since that time, there has always been a head of navy in the military. So I don't know if you know about Kautilya. Some people say Kautilya and Chanakya are the same people. So Kautilya has some records of military structure. And in those records, Kautilya mentions that there are three heads of military. One is land-based military, one is the person who controls all the infantry, all the animals, so elephants, horses, those things. And the third base of the military is a naval officer. So since, I think it was 2000 or 1500 BCE, Chandragupta dynasty, since then we have had a dedicated naval force at least. But if we go even further back in time, there have been evidences of Indians traveling throughout the world. So there is a famous example of Vasco da Gama. So it is mentioned in his records that when Vasco da Gama was finding his way towards India, he was somewhere in Africa, and there was a Gujarati merchant who has been there for several years, and he comes and goes to India, and he was there for trade. So Vasco da Gama got some pointers from him of how one can get to India from that place. So that was about going to the western direction. Even in the eastern direction, Indians have traveled the islands of Indonesia, most of Southeast Asia, like Cambodia, Vietnam. So the proof of this is the Indian temples, Hindu temples. The largest Hindu temple in the world is in Cambodia, and that is only possible if someone from India went there. So there were three very powerful kingdoms in the south. They are called as Tamil, the Trinity of Tamil kings or something. I don't exactly remember. Again, their era is also around the same time, 1500 BCE. And they had a lot of trade with Southeast Asian countries of Indonesia, Philippines, and countries like that. So they spread not only the trade but also the religion of Hinduism. At that time, it wasn't really a concentrated religion, just a way of life. But they spread their traditions there. They spread their language there. So, yeah, Indians have had naval capabilities, and to have that, you need the knowledge of astronomy, definitely.
Yes, that's really interesting, because if we take a look, like, we navigate through stars, and if we want to confirm that where exactly are we, or are we going in the right direction. So what I think is, it's really fascinating, because by looking at just those patterns and positions, we determine, yes, that we are either we are going in a right way or wrong path, a wrong way. So we all watch Man versus Wild, right? If you, many of them.
Yep.
So Bear Grylls.
Yep, I've seen.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah, in one of his episodes, he just describes how to spot a North Star in a desert, when you're stuck in a desert. So that's also like one way. So.
That is actually one of the easiest ways to find directions, because North Star fortunately doesn't move from its position.
Yes.
I mean, it does, but relatively very in a very smaller circle than other stars. So it almost seems like it's, to a human unaided eye, it almost seems like it is stuck at that place. And finding that star is really easy. You guys might have heard about Saptarishi.
Yes.
The famous asterism in the Western world, it is called the Big Dipper. So if you join the first two stars and extend the line from 2 to 1, 5 times, then you reach the vicinity of North Star. And it is not a faint star, but again, there is a very big misconception that North Star is the brightest star. It is not. It is not even in top 20. But it is still pretty bright, that it is easily visible to a naked eye. So, yeah, finding North Star is pretty easy. If you don't have the Big Dipper, you have Cassiopeia. So another constellation. It is in M shape, and if you join the first and fourth. Stars of that M shape and draw a perpendicular bisector, you again reach the North Star. So and these two constellations are opposite to each other. So at all times, at least one of them is in the sky. So that's really easy, but for people in South, that becomes difficult. That was the main challenge of European navigators. They had to go all the way around the continent of Africa, and when you do that, you cross the equator and go really, really, really south if you want to circumvent South Africa. You are pretty much in the south, and because of that route, you need the knowledge of southern navigation as well. So maybe that was the reason we never went to parts of the world which were to the south of us, or south of the equator. We just kept on going to the northern countries, to the northern kingdoms.
Yeah. For like land navigation, we have compasses and all, but are there any tools for navigation in the oceans, or just to use stars as only the source for navigation?
So of course, naked eye navigation is not that accurate, because the board is moving, your ship is moving,
because there might be storms or clouds sometimes.
Exactly. So you need something to be in order to get to a location accurately, you need the navigation itself to be pretty accurate. And to do that, there are simple tools which anyone can learn to use in let's say a month and become really proficient with it. So the earliest tools which have been documented were from the Norse people, or popularly known as the Vikings. They were explorers. They had to explore because their land didn't have enough nutrition. So they went into various directions. So they used a tool known as an Icelandic spar, which is a mineral which splits the light, one light beam into two. And that mineral can be used to find sun in cloudy skies. So in cloudy sky, you cannot exactly pinpoint where sun is because the light is coming from all directions. Our eye isn't capable of finding the direction at which the light is most intense. So using that Icelandic spar mineral, you can actually do that. And once you find the sun, just keep it on the left or right side of the ship, and you'll start going westwards or eastwards, respectively. So that was one tool. Second one is the most popular one, sextant. So sextant is a kind of angle measurement tool, and the precision of it can go as small as half a degree. So you can get as accurate as half a degree of angular accuracy by using a sextant. And sextants are particularly important in naval navigation because the horizon is clear, right? So you need the horizon to be clear in order to use the sextant. And horizon is always at 0 degrees when you are at sea. So sextant is one. Then there is, for the night sky, there is nocturnal. Nocturnal is again a device which you need to align with the stars in the night sky. And when you do that, it tells you your local time. It tells you the directions. So yeah, these three tools are really fascinating to me. And of course, there are others as well. I think cross staff, long staff, these have also been used. But I believe that nocturnal and sextant are the accurate ones among all of them.
Yes, so it's also shown in Pirates of Caribbean, right? In the last movie,
yeah.
I don't remember the exact title. Was it Dead Man Tell No Tells? Yeah. Yes.
I guess.
So.
Or Stranger Tides, one of them.
Yeah, they used stars to navigate and find a trident of Poseidon. So.
Oh, nice! You should see that movie then. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Big Bang Theory, but
yes.
There is recently. There is actually a line from Sheldon. He says that he's talking to Raj, I guess, and Rajesh Kutrapali. His visa is getting suspended, so he has to either go back to India or live as a pirate on the high seas. So Sheldon suggests that piracy has always been an all-male profession.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you are in the Caribbean, that's not the case.
Yes.
One more interesting thing about Captain Jack Sparrow's compass is it also has the... What do you call it?
Sundial.
Sundial, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it also has the sundial, so it is. It can be used for finding directions in two ways. So in the night you can use the magnetism, and in the morning you can use the sundial. The sundial not only tells you the direction, but it also tells you the local time. So I really like Captain Jack Sparrow's compass.
It's really nice they have used like the very minute details in this movies.
So that's what assures the quality. Attention to detail. That's where quality comes from.
I'm sorry to stop here, guys, but we are going to come back soon with Prayag in our next episode. So stay tuned and keep on listening.